This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Mitt Romney's choice of Paul Ryan as his VP surprised some people. He's young. He's got plenty of legislative baggage. Polls suggest jobs are the number one issue in this campaign, but Ryan's claim to fame is deficit reduction. A new piece in Politico suggests he's surprising for another reason: his passion for math, at least the math of federal budgets. He's a substance and details guy. Politico's Glenn Thrush co-wrote the article. Good to talk with you.
Good to talk with you.
You suggest Paul Ryan is a fascinating pick because choosing him means choosing an adult conversation about the economy, about the deficit. How so?
Romney has pretty much tried every single approach against Barack Obama, most of them negative. And this is like a Hail Mary pass on substance. It's not merely just a discussion of core conservative principles, which I think a lot of people have cast this pick as being, but it's really a move to change the tone of the conversation, and really to kind of beat Barack Obama with his own 2008 messaging. So this is really a throwback move to Hope and Change 4 years ago.
With all the money in the race and the ads coming from outside groups, I don't think anybody would expect us to return to like the days of Lincoln Douglas here. Do you think, though, that Paul Ryan can maybe just pull us in that more adult direction? What would that look like?
Listen, I think the debates are going to be everything this year, and I think the Ryan-Biden debate in particular is going to be really, really interesting. And Ryan will interject a real discussion of deficit reduction on both the vice presidential and presidential side. The question is, where does it lead? And weren't we supposed to be talking about jobs? Haven't we been told since the beginning of last year that the only thing that Romney cared about was jobs, 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 and all of a sudden we're talking about deficit? They've got to bridge those two things.
So since Paul Ryan is Mr. Deficit, 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 give us something else about him that we're not hearing so much about right at the moment that might help us better understand his approach to economic policy.
Well, I think one of the things to understand about Paul Ryan is he comes from a family construction business. But really, since his mid-20s, he has mostly collected a government paycheck. Remember, he's been in the House for the last 14 years since he's 28 years old. So he's this interesting combination of a guy whose early life was sort of spent in the middle and lower rungs of the private sector, and whose life since then has been almost entirely receiving a public paycheck.
Glenn Thrush is a reporter for Politico. He's got an e-book coming out in about a week called Obama's Last Stand. Good to talk with you, Glenn.
Take care.